Please have your seats. Let's appreciate the new song for that moment of praise and worship. Appreciate the Development Committee also for allowing themselves to be used as vessels of honor in delivering our institution infrastructure. I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. I'm happy to see you. Kindly wave me. You said it is this one, eh? Yeah, this one, because this one might be by, so you are not doing this one. And you have no hurry. You want to continue preaching. So I'm glad to see all of us coming to the house of the Lord. And I begin by apologizing because many times we don't do well in this service. We get late and people in this service tend to suffer. I'm sure you're still forgiving us, isn't it? Jesus said 70 times 7, but are you sure you have reached 490? So we pray that you keep on adjusting our time so that you don't have to suffer as you come in here and find that the service is not yet over, especially when we have Holy Communion. Secondly, I bring you greetings from the Church of Central Africa, Presbyterian Malawi. As you know, last Sunday we prayed for a team of musicians from St. Andrews who went for mission there, and we accompanied them with Elder Philip. And the Lord gave us a lot of masses of traveling, people who are very hospitable and very warm, and people who are very ready to hear the word of God. And we are happy to report that quite a number of them gave their hearts to Jesus. And we handed over the souls to the people concerned for discipleship so that they may grow in grace and serve the Lord. So we are happy for the time we were there from 17th of August to 20th. And for all what happened. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for giving your resources and buying all manner of things that you are selling there, including porridge and, was there sweet potatoes? All what you sold there, and the key holders and cups. I'm sure, Susan, you write a nice intimation next Sunday to appreciate what you did. Just appreciate yourself for what you are doing. Mission is the core business of the church. And it is one of our five M's. You have a mission strategy here where we do mission in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and all corners of the earth. And we are happy that even Nedeni Sunday is at hand on 9th. We have Nedeni Sunday for the Nedeni Committee to come, our missions committee, to come and tell us what they are doing and what they are projecting in the coming financial year. So today we are thinking about stewardship. And the sermon statement is marks of a fruitful steward. I do not know what you think about when you hear the word stewardship, or you notice that the sermon is about stewardship. Many people think about a God who is coming to take their things. In many parishes where you have saw, people would say maybe sense is not enough. That is why they are preaching about money. But did you know that giving is worship? Amen. And stewardship is not all about giving money. Stewardship is very broad. And where we should begin is by understanding what I have written there on your front word. That stewardship begins by recognizing God as the one who has absolute rights of ownership. He holds everything. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So everything we have on this planet, everything we have in the heavenlies, everything we have was created by God. So when we learn about stewardship, it is not about a God coming to take our things. It's about serving God, returning back some of the things that God has given us so that we may appreciate him even as we support his cause, as we support the ministry. The Greek word for steward is oikonomos. The oikonomos means a manager. A manager of household affairs, to whom the head of the house has entrusted the affairs to that person. So we are not the rightful owner of what we manage. But God has given us so many resources. And you heard me talk about them with the children here. He has given us our lives. Your life does not belong to you. So nobody has authority to joke about with other people's lives. There are some people who kill other people. There are some people who look down upon lives. When you have that life, God has given you that life that you can manage it for him. And Paul would say one time in the book of 1 Corinthians that we are not of our own, we are bought for a price, and therefore we should honor God with our bodies. So wherever we are with our bodies, we are supposed to honor God. He has given us the resource of time, the only resource that we cannot keep. Then if you buy tanks and reservoirs, you cannot store time. When it has passed, it has passed. He has given us talents and gifts. Talents that help us in our careers. Talents that we are supposed to use also to do God's work. And in the area of the development committee and the temporal committees of St. Andrews, we have an opportunity for people to come and bring what they have in matters like quantity surveying, architectural, engineering, legal issues, and all these things. We are supposed to bring them in and help the church, because we need these enablers for us to continue doing well in the ministry. He has given us the resource of treasure. We are so rich. See, we are rich. Can I see some? We have poor people in the house. We are so rich because God has given us the basic needs. This morning you took breakfast, and I'm sure you have your late lunch and maybe supper. So God has made us so rich by giving us His Son Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Romans that He can also give us other things. So we have resources of money and possessions that we are supposed to use for our own good, helping other people, and also supporting God's work through giving of tithes and offerings and other monies that God has given, so that His ministry can continue to thrive. So we need to know that God owns everything, whether they are those physical resources, whether it's the spiritual resources of salvation, the spiritual gifts that we have, the gospel of Jesus Christ that we proclaim. All of them are given by God in trust. We are trustees of the resources of God, and we are therefore supposed to be fruitful as we manage these resources. May I propose 5 marks of a fruitful steward? 5 marks of a fruitful steward. And I begin by saying that a fruitful steward is faithful. He, she is faithful. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 to 2 records this. That this then is how you ought to regard us as servants of Christ and as those entrusted with the mysteries God has revealed. Those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. We must be faithful. We must prove faithful with our lives. The way we use our tongues, the way we use our minds, the way we use our bodies, the way we use our spirits. We must be faithful. We must be faithful in bearing the fruit of the Spirit. As we are reminded by our annual theme of bearing a lasting fruit, we must be faithful with our time management. Out of the 24 hours per day, 7 days a week, 168 hours, how many hours do we give back to God? Do you have personal quiet time even for 30 minutes? Do you visit the needy? Do you come to church and settle? Because many people don't settle in churches. Somebody wrote a piece of paper or a plaque and said, it is interesting how people can watch a World Cup for 90 minutes, even when their teams are defeated. But they cannot even be attentive in church for 1.5 hours. They will keep on being very impatient. They want to go and do other things. They want to go and enjoy their sport. Go and do some picnic with their children. So are we faithful with our time? Are we faithful with our talents? Do you use them? When we stand before the Lord that day, that great day, what will we say that we did with our talents? We did with our spiritual gifts. Did we use them for the building up of the church? Did we use them for glorifying the name of the Lord? Did we use our gifts for being faithful stewards of the resources that God has given us? Then a fruitful steward is also generous. He shares. She shares. We are supposed to be generous. The book of Acts chapter 20 verse 35 records that in everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words of the Lord Jesus himself. It is more blessed to give than to receive. It is more blessed to give than to receive. A good steward is generous. He's generous in all things. Generous. to visitors, generous to the work of God, generous to the needy. Because when you are helping needy people, you are serving the Lord. Jesus would refer to these people as the least in his kingdom. As you support those orphans and vulnerable children in your family line, in your neighborhood, as we touch lives in our two homes of Hawa and Tumaini, as we move out for mission and help the needy people, we are actually exercising that aspect of being stewards who shares. So do you share what you have? And you know, even in African culture, kindness is a value, isn't it? Yeah, when a visitor comes, you are supposed first of all to give them food before giving them a testimony. Hallelujah. Do you share what you have? Do you hide food? Like that story I hear of a mother who used to hide when you visit her and she's frying some meat. She would take it before it is ready and hide under the couch, under the chair. The one time she hid under the chair and the cat found some meal and started eating. And people are wondering, how comes under the seat there is some meat coming from under the seat? It was an embarrassment for her because of being mean. Some people are so stingy. Even giving to themselves, they can't give to themselves. And this is where the problem lies, because if you are not generous to yourself, you can't wear well or eat well. You cannot enjoy your wealth with your family. Do you think you can give a God that you don't see? Amen? Yes, if you want to give a God that you don't see, bless that person in your family. Bless that needy person. Be a steward who shares. And I'm sure majority of us do this. But God keeps on reminding us about these very important values of kindness, values of generosity, values of sharing what we have. We have an opportunity to do it. That's why you are here at such a time as this. That is why we have projects ahead of us that you can contribute. You share what you have and add value in God's ministry, add value at St. Andrew's and beyond. Number three, a fruitful steward sacrifices. There is no stewardship without sacrifice. Something that you need to lose for somebody else to gain. And you find this with King David in 2 Samuel chapter 24, where we read, David was offering a sacrifice to avert a crisis. There was a plague that was affecting the Israelites because David had sinned together with his people by counting the number of people that they had killed in war and not ascribing all glory and honor to God. And God brought that plague as a reminder that they need to ascribe all glory and honor to him. And he had to offer this sacrifice because this is the only way they were to avert the plague. And when he went to Arauna, and Arauna was very ready to offer his altar free of charge, David refused and said that, "I cannot give burnt offering that would cost me nothing. Would cost me nothing." Therefore, as we come to worship the Lord, we cannot come to worship the Lord empty-handed. There's a hymn we used to sing in Kiswahili, Bele yako mwokozi wangu, je nisimame maskini, bila kitu cha kumtumikia. We can't come to the house of the Lord empty-handed because God has enriched us with all those resources, resources of time, talent, treasure. And David said, "I cannot use a borrowed altar." And I believe in the ministry there are some people who hang on the bus. There might not be too many at St. Andrews who enjoy other people's stewardship. They not give anything, but when the time comes for them to require services, they come to the minister, and that time they know their district when they want me to sign the passport form. They know it very well. But when you ask them, "When did you go to the district last?" they can't remember. Aren't they hanging on the bus, using other people's resources? And you ask your neighbor whether they know someone who hung on the bus in this church. See, what is it? So they want just to get things free of charge. But David said, "I cannot offer my sacrifice on a borrowed altar." Don't thrive on borrowed altars. Give your substance, give your time. Don't borrow. You know, people keep on saying, "Today I'm not able to go to church. Go and pray for me." When would you ever pray for other people? But all the altars do not work. We need to give sacrificially, just as Jesus did by offering himself for us in John chapter 3:16, where the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." So he came and gave his best. What can we sacrifice for him? And somebody said that the quality and value of our gifts depends largely on the honor we give to the recipient. So as we give that time, that treasure, our lives, our all what we have, the value that we attach to the giver should be seen as we exercise this principle of being sacrificial stewards. So what are you sacrificing? Even now as we talk about these projects ahead of us, what are you sacrificing? I'm sure people can't hear anything now because we are thinking about school fees. But I'm sure the fundraiser climax is in October. You have paid your school fees, so you don't have to worry. But where you are paying school fees is from a salary or a profit. Bring God's money, bring the tithe and everything that is required so that the work of God may continue. A fruitful steward sacrifices time, sacrifices his talent. Whatever you have, when you are coming here with the gift that you have to serve in a ministry, to preach the word of God, you are just giving back to God what he has given you as a steward. Number four, a fruitful steward is obedient. Always obedient. We find this in the scripture that we read in the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter number 18. Here comes a very rich ruler, and he was trying to challenge Jesus that he knew everything. What can I do to inherit the kingdom of God? Do you know the commandment? He said, I learned those in brigade. He said when he was a young boy in Sunday school. But Jesus said, there's something remaining. Go and sell all what you have and give your money to the poor. And the young man was taken aback. He was so glued to his resources. He was so married to his money that he could not give up this wealth. He did not recognize God as the one who has the rightful ownership of what he had. And he went away. The Bible does not give us the details whether he later came back. But he went away without salvation, without blessings, with his money, with his wealth. And that is why Jesus would say there, talk about the rich. So difficult for them to inherit the kingdom of God. It will be easier even for a camel to go through that eye of a needle than for a rich man to inherit the kingdom of God. That does not mean that we remain poor, but it means that we enjoy our wealth and also use our wealth for service. Amen? Use your wealth for? The reason why God has put needy people at your disposal is for you to serve him through them. For his name to be glorified through you. What a privilege that God can entrust us with all his resources. But there are many people who are praying every day, God, why don't you give me these resources that I can manage them for you? But for us who have it, we become stingy like the rich ruler. May God help us to obey his word concerning the giving of our time. When he says in Ephesians 5:16 that we redeem time, for the days are evil, let us redeem our time. Every time you have an opportunity to evangelize to one person, to two people, please do it. Tell your family members about the kingdom of God as you gather for family meetings and people eat all manner of food and drink all manner of liquor. Just remind them that there is a place we are going. Just offer a prayer. Last night I was in one of the family of our members and I was so pleased to see a member gathering all the relatives in a house to have a family kesha. I had to go and open that kesha. You can imagine. They have decided that they want to raise an altar as a family for God. I could imagine all of us doing it. One day calling you a relative, I'm sure maybe some of you do it. So that we can raise an altar so that our families can be blessed rather than just gathering to enjoy parties and birthdays and graduations, just remembering God and honoring him. The Bible says that God honors those who honor him. So when we honor him, he will continue to honor us. Let us continue to obey him. Let us not be disobedient like that young rich ruler, so that the Lord will continue to bless us as stewards of his mysteries. Lastly, a fruitful steward is rewarded. There is a reward. It is not in vain that you participate in this steward business. Because in Luke chapter 6 verse 38, Luke chapter 6 verse 38, the Bible says, "Give, and it will be given to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." So as you give, of course you don't have to put that as your first motive of giving. But God rewards. There are many things we continue to enjoy when we become faithful stewards of our time, talents, and treasure. We talk about many non-monetary blessings. The blessings of peace. The blessings of sound mind. The blessings of protection. The blessings of expansion. God keeps on expanding us. So he gives us all these things. And eventually in heaven, there is also a reward for people who give all what they have, all their lives to Jesus. Who give all what they have to support God's work. So as Jesus would say in Matthew 25 verse 21, in the parable of the talents, that well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Amen. Ingieni uzimani wa milele. Nyinyi mmekwisha andaliwa. Kwa sababu nilikuja kwenu naja. Mkanipa chakula milele. Wateule watauliza hivi, siku gani sisi tulikuona na njaa, nasi tukaja Bwana tukakulisha? Bwana Yesu atawajibu hivi, siku ile kweli ulimsaidia moja wa wale wangu, umeshanitendea. Amen. When you do it to the least, when you support the mission of God and the worship of God, those words will be your words. As we enter into the kingdom of God here in the last days, let us prepare our accounts. That when you go before the Lord, you'll be able to be accountable for your life, accountable for your time, accountable for your talent, accountable for your treasure, when Jesus comes and requires us to give an account. This can only happen if we continue to remain faithful, generous, sacrificial, obedient, and rewarded stewards. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.